3, 2, 1, podcast.
Welcome.
Featuring me. I haven't been here in actually a month. Last time I was here was like, I was just Halloween, I think.
Really?
Was it?
Oh,
yeah, because I guess 2 weeks ago, me and Karthik did the fireside chats.
I thought you guys were going to do another one last week.
Unfortunately, I don't know what happened last week.
Yeah, last week kind of fell through.
Jesse Lau sent me a Snapchat. I was just like, where's the fucking podcast this week?
We're letting down our
fans. I was like, I'm sorry.
Oh, God.
I saw some, like, two people tweet at the Twitter.
Yo, some guy. We got our new fan.
Great.
Our new fan. One at a time.
We got a fan that we don't know.
Oh, sick.
That's the first fan we don't know.
Is that the 2D Kun guy?
Yeah.
Oh, he follows me on Twitter. He's a fan of me, and I was just a fan of the podcast by association.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Most people are just fans
Cahill
of me.
Cahill Joe.
Yeah, no. Shout out to you.
Shout out to you, Cahill
Fuck,
Joe.
Fuck, I just realized all the things I just said, and it's going to be on the fucking podcast in which this person listens.
What do you mean?
I don't know. Like, he's a fan of me. Like, I don't know if he is or not. I'm just talking shit, just making it up.
Maybe you're That's a fan cool. of
Maybe I'm a fan of him.
Yeah.
Yeah, so welcome back, Dooley. Did you listen to the other podcast?
No.
I know you didn't. You know why?
Why?
Because we called you out on it, and we asked you to acknowledge the fact that you listened to the podcast, and you didn't do it.
I don't even listen to the podcast when I'm on it.
I did want to listen to it.
I usually listen to some podcasts when I'm, like, at the grocery store.
Mm. Yeah.
Just because, like, it's weird to, like, listen to, like, every time I die and, like, pick out oranges.
Right. Obviously.
Yeah. Yo,
it was actually a good one. What did we do? The chocolatey coating?
Oh, yeah. I love the nougat and caramel.
Yeah, and I prefer the chocolatey coating.
Mars. Delicious Mars.
I had an ice cream Mars today.
Yeah, I saw that.
My friend at school said the best thing to my other friend at school today.
What's that?
She was like, we're talking about ice cream sandwiches. Okay, so we're talking about my class is called Professional Practices.
Yeah.
And we're talking about people stealing other people's lunches. I don't know, it just came up. And I was like, oh, yeah, like, I had my job in the summer. Like, this guy's wife bought ice cream sandwiches for the office, and I used to, like, hide in the stairwell and, like, eat them.
True story.
Yeah. So then, I don't know, she was like, have you ever had those Oreo ice cream sandwiches? And I was like, fuck yeah. Like, yeah, like, shoot that shit out of my veins.
Girl.
Like, no problem. And then she was my friend. She's like, you're vegan. Like, you can probably have them. And she's like, really? And I'm like, no. Because I know Oreos are vegan, but Oreo ice cream sandwiches aren't.
Not, yeah.
And she was like, oh. And I was like, it was fucking hilarious. I don't know. People are funny.
I was talking to my co-host for the radio show today, and I was talking about ice cream sandwiches. And he's like, what's an ice cream sandwich?
Are you fucking kidding me? They don't have them there? Is there a drought? Is everybody okay?
Maybe they're just called something different.
That's why. That's exactly what I said. Like, that's retarded. Everyone's heard of ice cream sandwiches, and I've seen them in a gas station here, but he's never heard of it. So we went to Essentials, this like on campus
garage
kind of convenience store kind of thing, where I bought my Mars ice cream bar. They didn't have any ice cream sandwiches. They only had the bars, and I was like, "What's going on here?"
That's weird.
So they don't have ice cream sandwiches there?
I guess it's only in certain places. I don't know, because I swear I saw one in a gas station.
Man, you're living
here
in the slums of England.
Yeah, what the fuck? Okay, so
I am the Sean Kingston.
What do you think? Okay, my topic now is, what do you think English people call ice cream sandwiches? In a British accent.
Topic better,
in a British accent, please.
In a British accent, okay.
Ice cream sandies.
I'm trying to think of what they call. They don't call
Stewart
sandwiches anything else besides sandwiches.
They call it. They call it cold cream and cooks.
Cold cream and cooks.
Maybe like ice cream biscuits.
Biscuits and cream.
Have you?
That's like, iced.
So you know that like dad. You know that dead like sad look everyone in England has in their eyes.
Yeah.
Because it's like always raining and everyone's sad. You know, Gav, it's like 15.
No, you know what it is though. It's not everywhere in England. Because like in Canterbury, everyone's pretty jolly.
Yeah, because it's called Canterbury.
It's just London.
Oh, I live in Canterbury. I'm having the most delightful time today.
Yeah, and then
you sound like the guy from Fuck, I forget the show.
Berries and cream.
Yeah, they need so
the big headed guy in that show with the bird and the fucking
Sesame Street.
Nick, come on, help me out.
Rick
here.
And Morty, or the other one. The
my long term, joke for that was going to be everyone in England is sad because they don't have ice cream sandwiches.
Yeah,
but we can just talk.
Okay.
So, and you sound like it's the thing from Adventure Time.
Not Adventure Time, the other one.
Oh, the guy from Regular Show.
Regular Show. Yeah. You sound like the big-headed guy.
What's his name?
Pops.
Oh,
Pops.
Lemon Grab.
No.
lemon Grab from Regular Show? Lemon Grab from Regular Show?
The Regular Show.
You mean Fry from The Simpsons?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I watched a brand new episode live to air of The Simpsons yesterday.
Yeah, how was that?
It's pretty good. It was weird to see an episode of The Simpsons that you've never seen before.
And was it actually good?
Yeah, everyone was like, that was okay. Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah. What happens is Homer buys a bass guitar and then he starts a band with a bunch of other Springfieldians.
Man, they've already done this.
Yeah, they're but called it was the B-sharps.
It was pretty good. Yeah, but like, Apu was the
not
singer,
the
but he can only
the
sing like,
in,
like, hard, heavy rock music. He's like, yeah. Apu, you can sing? And I was like, he's in the fucking B-sharps or whatever. Like, you're an idiot.
Know
who you are.
Haven't they done The Simpsons? They just, like, progressively just get dropped further and further. So, like, this Homer and Marge are, like, teenagers in the 90s or something now or something shit.
They do that?
Haven't they? Like, are they still, like, teenagers in the 60s?
Oh, I don't know. I didn't. I feel
like that's
didn't,
a good
like
question.
Bart's,
actually,
they're all forever like the same age, right?
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm not.
Yeah. So like, how does Lady Gaga come on when it's supposed to be?
Yeah. See.
Okay, anyways,
let's get into topics.
Yeah, let's get into topics.
Who wants to start it off?
I'll start with mine. Whatever it was, I don't remember.
Your topic.
It was a good one too.
Yeah, it was a good
so
one.
Like, does your dick ever get really hard?
This is your topic.
Yes, constantly.
Okay. So the other day, I got really stoned and went into the shower and was like, "Whoa, my life is a tire. My whole life is a wreck."
Okay.
It was really funny. I was like, I just show up and just see how it goes. Like, what the fuck? Like, shouldn't I be doing something to like figure this out? And then my whole life is winging it. That's what I decided. And then I was like, well, it's been working so far. And then I realized that my valet job is like really good experience for life because you just kind of show up and see how it goes. And that's essentially what life is. Do you feel like you have planned for your life right in the way? Like my portfolio show, which is like a big deal for me. I like bought a Jenga thing from the dollar store, wrote conversation starters on it, put it on my table and was like, pull out one of these and we can talk about it. So it's not fucking weird when I just talk to you.
That's a great idea.
That's a good idea.
I thought everyone was going to have crazy shit, and I was like the only one who did anything.
No,
so
no
like,
one does.
No, that's actually really brilliant.
And it's funny because the guy from who I got my interview for the next day and then got the job was he pulled out the block, and like I guess I was stoned when I wrote a couple of them. I wrote relativity on it, like fuck. So I was like, "Do you know what relativity is?" He's like, "Kind of." I'm like, "Okay, let me explain to you the theory of relativity." And like that's the first thing I said to the guy was like, "Let me tell you how time and space operate."
Work.
Like,
can you tell us now? Because I don't know.
No, I told him, you know that 50-year-old twin story theory you told me?
Yeah, well, if you go light speed and.
Yeah, that's basically what I told him. And then, like.
That was on Interstellar, too.
Did you see Interstellar?
Oh, man.
I've not seen it. I might go see it tomorrow.
Go, like, drop the pod. Let's get out of here. I kind of want to see it again for the sake of seeing it already once. Now I kind of.
It was good.
Fuck, Karthik. Okay, next week on the podcast, Interstellar, three topic. Interstellar. Topic number one, Interstellar. Topic number two, Interstellar. Topic number three, Matthew McConaughey.
Yo, it's not possible. No, it's necessary.
I don't know what that is.
That was the best part. No, man. Everyone in the theater laughed at that part. It was the best thing in the world.
Maybe in England. I don't think that's supposed to be a joke here.
Oh, in England, they play 15 minutes of commercials, like a legit solid 15 minutes, and then they play a legit 15 minutes of previews.
What?
No, like, you know, back home, everyone's just like, oh, we can go to a movie like 15 minutes late, yeah, and we'll just miss the previews. And then you go 15 minutes late and you already missed 5 minutes of the movie.
Yeah.
Well, here, like, we were going to go out for dinner and we didn't because we're like, we're going to miss the movie. And we get there and we actually sit through half hour of shit.
Well, wouldn't the people you went with who are English natives like be like, oh, I've
yeah, that's true.
Been to the theater before.
Maybe they want to give you an English experience.
I hope none of your yeah. friends listen to this. Just like fucking rag
the
on
theater.
The theater. Michael Jackson.
That's pure poppycock.
Oh, yeah, so winging it.
Winging it.
How's your life?
Karthik.
Do you feel like
Gavin.
Your whole life is like you've kind of like Gavin, you just like went to England and was like, okay, now I'm here.
Yeah.
Like obviously
yeah.
I planned to come to England, like I had to plan for it. But when I get here, I kind of just winged it. I was just like, oh yeah, I guess from now on, like
you can't be ready for everything.
Literally every single day here is winging it because I don't really have. I have vague plans, but nothing is ever set in stone, and so I kind of just do whatever. Every day is winging it.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. That's like a good. I didn't really realize. That, like, your whole life is a fucking, like, kind of, like, just, all right.
You're
like,
just a walking calamity is what I like to think.
Yeah, I just go places and shit just happens. Yeah. Usually, hopefully, goes my way, which it almost always does.
See, but I like winging it because life feels so much more free that way.
Yeah, when you think it's, like, not winging it and everything is not in shambles all the time is when you start feeling restricted. one. It's like anything could literally, a meteor could just come down and smash through this room right now.
Yeah. So our three listeners, is it three now? We have three?
Yeah.
We have Jesse Lau. We have Khalil Joe.
List them off.
Khalil Joe.
That's two. And then there's Samantha. Oh, Caroline, right.
Does Caroline still listen? She hasn't said anything in a while.
Wow. Caroline, tell us that you're listening. Assure me. Let me know in my heart.
I want to hear this podcast where you guys are like, I bet you Dooley isn't going to listen to this. Like, Dooley, if you're listening, like, let us know. Or is it like, fuck you, you fuck. Like, you're the fucking worst.
We made a lot of jokes. Actually, Karthik's description of the last episode was amazing.
Of me?
Because his description, the way it started off was like, the handsome guys and no one is thinking about you. And talk about this. And I'm like, Dooley's not here, so that he's implying that the handsome ones are me and Karthik.
Oh, yeah. I forgot that. Yeah, I did that. I was pretty snarky.
Really hard. That was pretty snarky. Yeah. All right.
Pretty passive aggressive. Yeah. On a public forum.
Chris called me every day this weekend to hang out, and it didn't happen.
Why didn't you go?
Doc, I was like, I'm going to go to Simon's thing, and then I'm going to go get a bus, and then go to Hamilton at like fucking 9 o'clock, be there for like 11.
Chris talked to me on Facebook for the first time probably ever.
Oh, wow. Did you like look?
Yeah, you messaged. It was cool, and everything you said, every word was a separate paragraph.
That's how I typed here, so whatever.
He'd say one thing, press enter, say the next thing, press enter.
That's what I do.
Like, oh, right, God, Chris. My brother texts like that.
I text like that, too. WorldStar, it's the next topic.
Winging it. I got something to say for winging it, is that plans are merely there for the devil to laugh at. Bottoms up and the devil laughs.
The fuck? Did you just like have like...
I don't know what you just said.
Poetic, I wrote it down.
A poetic epiphany?
That's my thing for winging it, is that literally making plans is pathetic and nothing happens. And it's like, we just make plans and the devil laughs. Just like bottoms up and the devil laughs.
All right.
The funny thing is, this podcast is so winging it.
Oh yeah, every time. We used to be so planned.
Every time.
And now we're just a walking calamity.
Well,
but the best kind.
Actually, like my topic for the podcast today wasn't going to be winging it. If I didn't think about that, I was going to tell you guys that my topic is I'm going to see what comes out of my mouth when you guys ask me like, what's your topic? And just like, bah!
So you were going to wing your topic about winging it.
Yeah. And then I was like, oh, you know, that's kind of like that thing, that like mental breakdown I had where my life is a calamity of nonsense.
Dooley, the funny thing is you came up with a topic last week.
What was it?
It was things you loved, but you forgot about that still hold up. And you posted a video of the used.
Dude, it's because I've been listening to like the used like all like maybe a couple times.
I was like, oh, that's a great topic. Like, I can't wait to talk about things that still hold up. And then you just fucked.
Taste of Ink is still a great song.
Yeah, man. Obviously,
Allison's been listening to this like Fallout Boys playlist on Songza. She like walk around the house and be like, "So you can see it." And I'm like, "Yes." I'm like, "I'm gonna listen to that right now," and that's where that came from. And now let's not talk about that at all. Let's move on to the next one.
Yeah, I want
to
save that topic for next week.
I'm your host, Bob.
Yeah.
Also, didn't I say that next week we're going to have a special topic, and we didn't even do that, too? Something about high
school.
Did we? Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I don't know. I kind of hate Carly's topic.
I want to...
Change your topic.
I'm changing it. Remember my topic. Right. I'm doing it right now.
Winging it.
Okay.
Hashtag winging it.
Was high school the best years of your life? Oh. Gavin, go. This is an intervention right now, Gavin.
What? Okay.
Was high school the best years of your life?
Maybe it was my high point. Because we had In Lights, and In Lights was the greatest band ever.
Not a question.
Not a question at all. Always shit to do.
And that's it.
We always somehow had fun without doing anything. There's always friends around. I was always in a relationship, was probably a bad thing. But yeah, there's bad parts too.
Well, yeah, but it's like the only time in your life you can like crush it with like 16-year-old girls and like not go to jail.
No, that's false, Nick. Actually, in England, you can crush it with 16-year-old girls.
Yeah, but I still got like that good old Canadian laws and value system. Like, I know I'd fly back at the airport and I'd be like, Stephen Harper, I can feel you.
Yeah.
Like, watching me, like, being ashamed of me for, like, what I did to my country.
Trust me, I know.
the best,
but basically, yeah, like,
but
high school
is completely
awesome.
Different than whatever Gavin's saying.
Yeah. High school's fucking awesome. We had music theater. That was the highlight of my life.
How do you remember any of this?
Man.
I'm picking my brain right now. I don't remember anything.
I'm going to Susical in 2 weeks, eh?
Oh, I want to go to that.
Yeah, you're such a bastard.
Yeah.
I probably won't, though.
Yeah. So anyways, it's just weird because most people are like, what I hear a lot of the time is, if high school was the best years of your life, that is, it's, you need to start working on your life.
Oh, yeah. So, yeah.
So, Gavin, that's why I wanted to say an intervention is that I want you to find more exciting things to be excited about out of high school.
See, I say this shit, but I don't always mean it. You know what I mean?
Like, I feel like you feel it in your heart and your soul and inside.
No, I loved high school, but I've had a lot of great times since then. Like, the Heights was awesome. Now, England's fucking great. Like, I have no complaints being here. I'm like really happy here. Like, high school's great.
Yeah, man, life goes on.
It's nostalgic, but that's all it is. I'm having a great time now.
Yeah, and now you got a Masari beard, too.
You just say that because I trim mustache, bro.
Hashtag winging it.
Hashtag winging it. No one can see this, but Gavin has a Masari. Google Masari right now. That's how Gavin looks.
I just posted a picture on Instagram, so you can go check that out, Gavin.
Oh, I forget who. I saw your picture. I thought the same thing. And I was like, I can't wait to go to the podcast to just rip on Gavin's Masari beard. No, the other day I was like talking to, speaking of Masari, I forget who I was talking to. I think I was like at the portfolio show, like afterwards, we were like talking, and I was like, yo, like someone was talking about Son Desmond. I'm like, yo, my old band opened up for his brother, Danny Fernandez.
Yeah, Danny Fernandez.
And I was like, yeah, you know that song Private Dancer? And I was like, yeah. And I was like, yeah, it was the fucking worst day of my life.
The tattoo artist that did my tattoo is best friends with Danny Fernandez.
I see that guy all the time because I always walk by and I'm like, ugh.
Yeah.
Oh, I want to get I have another tattoo idea I want to run past my friends. But
what's that?
Well, let's talk about the podcast first.
Yeah.
All right. So high school's great. But man, I'm feeling on a crescendo right now.
Yeah, you're up on a crescendo?
Feeling crescendoed right now.
Okay.
So. I think, honestly, after the shroom trip, everything has been great. It's been a crescendo ever since shrooms.
Okay.
Isn't that the weirdest thing?
Yeah, I guess, but a lot of people do feel that, so maybe.
I remember being like in your dad's office, like looking at the calendar and be like, and then I'm going to do shrooms. I'm like, like, I feel like that's like part A of my life. And then after that was like part B, and it's like a whole different
thing. Now you're in act two.
Yeah, like the scene was like, it was it, like, it's the best of times, it was the worst of times. Here's the new
chapter
world,
two.
Like, I guess. Crazy. Yeah. All right, Carly, what about high school for you?
High school.
Or do you want to go last because you are the questionnaire?
No, I'll go now. I recently, my friends and I, we were looking back at like yearbooks and stuff.
Yeah. Hashtag Mockingjay.
Yeah, hashtag.
Sorry.
Hashtag Gamergate. And, I just keep on thinking high school was like the worst. I had a lot of fun in high school, but every time I think about high school, it's like, oh God, I was the worst and everything was stupid and everything is dumb.
Yeah.
I'm constantly up on a crescendo too. Like me sitting at home watching TV, I'm like, oh, that was better than what in high school, but probably wasn't, but probably was.
Like this whole afternoon was better than high school.
Yeah. And then, the one sad thing that I do when I look back on high school stuff though, is my brother right now is in high school.
Yeah.
He's 8 years younger than me. And I think he's a complete fuck up, right? So, but like he's 15, so he has time to get his shit together, like a little while. And the thing is that when I look back on these things, I'm like, I was exactly that, and I cringe looking at my brother every day because it's literally a repeated version of me, and it's like, but in just 2014, and it's so embarrassing.
Yeah, I'm so glad I don't have a younger brother to actually have to do that.
Yeah, you are the younger brother. That's the problem.
Yeah.
Yeah, so your older siblings just fucking hate you.
Yeah, it's like, oh God, this piece of shit.
Yeah, he's going to England to find himself. I remember when I did that. What a wreck.
Actually, Jeff did do that.
I know, he went to Australia.
And he went to on a Euro trip.
Went to Australia, mate.
Yeah.
Australia.
Yeah, no, high school was, it was, I went to a surprise, not a surprise party, I went to my old roommate's house with Christine. She came to surprise everybody. And Joel and Shane came up there, and
you're
older. Like, oh yeah, it's just like talking to me. I'm like, man, like, I remember, like, my only memories of you is like the way you used to be, and then you now.
Joel?
Like, there's no like in between. And like, it's so hard to like talk to you sometimes.
Joel,
yeah. He'll always be that little kid to me. And then like I'll see him and be like, why do you look like you think you grew up?
before I left for England, I was like, yeah man, if you're ever in the UK, just
you
like,
bring this up.
Look me up. And he was like, why would I do that?
Joel is so nice to me. He always like, he's like, we should hang out like all the time. He's like, you're so awesome, like be in my band. Like, Joel loves me.
He hates me so much, but for no reason.
He's like, man,
because like he's pissed at me for being kicked out of Inlights, even though Shane was the one who kicked him out.
No, I don't think it's that at all.
No,
I just think he hates himself for like being thinking like you're so cool, which is probably worse.
Because I'm not cool at all.
Yeah, but whatever. High school was all right. Like, I don't think I would. There's not like a lot of things that would change. Like, it's just like growing
was
up.
It the best
like,
years
just,
of your life
you just
ending?
Learn. No, so it's like figuring out like how to. Like saying I learned how to walk was like the best time of my life.
Oh yeah,
it's like learning how to be a person. I didn't even figure it out until like a couple of years ago.
Yeah,
just a fucking
fucking mess.
Stimulus junkie teenager who just like wanted to like drive fast and like
live young,
have cool hair and listen to rock music. Like it was sick actually. But I kind of wish I became a scientist or something. I was talking about this today. I was like, fuck, I have a degree in nothing. Like. Should go back to high school and like learn how to space.
Become an astronaut.
Yeah, like
become an accountant.
Too late. Like, no, but like high school is cool. Like, I would like to not do it again, but like it'd be fun to be like that much of a wreck and like have and everything be okay. You know.
Yeah, that's true.
Gavin, still there?
Yeah, you're cutting up a bit, but I can still hear you.
Okay, you want to move on to your topic?
Well, yeah, I think the thing I miss most about high school is my Celica.
Your Toyota Celica.
I saw one the other day.
What year was it?
92, baby.
92. I think that was the best part of high school. Holy shit. But I also was, that was like at the end of high school, so I just miss that car so much. I think about it all the time.
I'm almost done school. It's going to be weird.
Yeah.
Not ready.
I'm done school now. It's like, oh man, I'm an adult. I was telling my brother that I'm an adult. I have no rules. And I was like, tell me what a rule is because I don't know what that is.
That's actually hilarious.
I think I actually prefer now than I do to then because like it's so much freedom.
You can do whatever you want and you have money too.
Yeah.
And you just do whatever and it's so sick. But like,
man, you know how much
you're still
chocolate
like a good
I
person.
Eat?
You know, yeah.
You
Mars okay. hooks us up so well.
You know how
Mars,
the worst
like,
part of being
if
adult
I was a
is
kid,
not eating chocolate all the time. It's like you know better.
No, man, I still do it.
I don't know, yeah.
I sometimes I'll just go out and buy chocolate and just eat it by myself.
I'll eat like a whole box of 2-bite brownies in like one sitting.
Yeah. Yeah, because that shit is one bite.
Oh my God, that shit is... I need it.
Yo, guys, you know how late I stayed up last night?
How late?
I stayed up till 3 a.m. last night.
Yeah, but what time
I'm
did you?
Fucking
what time
adult.
Do you wish you went to bed at?
Oh, probably like midnight.
Yeah, so what time I went to bed last night? Midnight. Got up at 8 o'clock and had a 2-hour nap today.
Oh, man.
See, I don't like naps, though.
Yeah, no, I woke up. I ate too much before I had a nap. I woke up felt like shit.
Yeah.
It took me a while. I was like, it's 4 o'clock. I'm like, oh, I have so much time to get ready for the podcast. And then, like, I had to leave.
All right, my topic.
No.
Yeah, Gavin Stern.
Yeah. I just wanted to... We talk about this a lot, and we've talked about bringing it up before, but basically, let's just talk about how vain we are.
I am so vain.
My favorite thing to say... Actually, at the portfolio, when I was really drunk, I was just like, we were just talking, and I think I caught myself talking about myself, like, maybe a little more than normal. And I was like, my sense of humor is that I'm really vain. And, like, and then actually today we're talking about New Girl on the subway, and I was like, yeah, I can't watch the show because, A, Zooey Deschanel's too hot, and B, Schmidt is, like, such a narcissist, and it's like, you watch him, and it's like, oh my God, like, I can't believe, like, this character, like, exists, like, in some... parallel universe, and then you kind of relate to him and you're like, that's fucking terrible. And then you kind of hate yourself for it, so I had to stop watching New Girl because Schmidt is just way too relatable and narcissistic.
I just stopped watching it because it was getting unfunny for me.
Okay.
But anyways, but like, yeah, I'm
everyone is this, we talk about this all the time, we just fucking make a new topic, like everyone's the main character in their story.
Oh yeah.
I'm like, whatever, like, yeah, you like you should think about yourself because it's unhealthy not to. Like, if you're the most giving person in the world, like, who? How are you going to eat? Dun, dun, dun.
Yeah.
I can't tell if you guys are going quiet or if it's just cutting out, so excuse me if I pause for a bit.
I got to say, so, like, do you find that the way that you carry yourself is, so like, you're in love with yourself, because everyone is. Or if you're not, you're horribly depressed and you have no confidence. But like, if you're a normal person, you're the main character, but the way like I carry myself, I don't know if other people do, is like I'm no better than anyone else.
Yeah.
But I'm also a big, I'm just the biggest piece of shit.
Well, that's how.
But I'm also better than everyone else too.
Yeah, that's how everybody is.
And it's like, and then it's like, if anyone thinks they're better than anyone else, like they act like, oh, this person is garbage, you're automatically garbage.
I think I've become so narcissistic that it's just kind of folded into itself, and I'm like a really caring, giving person now, because I don't want people to think that I'm really narcissistic, because that's bad.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, does that make sense?
Yeah, I guess so. It's like kind of like when people like out of guilt, he'll do stuff.
Yeah, but it's just like full circle.
Yeah.
Like if you could be any more narcissistic, you just come all the way back around, and that's kind of where I'm at.
Yeah.
So I think Gavin just dipped.
Yeah, Gavin, you there?
No, I'm here.
Oh, you there? Okay.
Maybe contribute a little bit. A little banter.
Yeah. For me, like, I'm pretty vain. Like, I look at myself, I'm like, yeah, I'm a good-looking guy. I could probably do whatever the fuck I want to do.
I could probably do a couple push-ups.
Wow, white privilege, Gavin. Thanks a lot.
Wait, bitches. Then when I'm in the moment and when I'm in like
I'm talking.
A zone, like just say I'm like talking to a girl or something, I completely bail. I'm like, I'm the ugliest shit. Like, I'm so stupid. I can't talk. And then I bail completely.
I think I kind of got girls more figured out now in the past, like since I've been living with two girls that are like really good friends of mine.
Yeah.
No, I just start like I don't know why anyone puts girls like on a pedestal at all, and I don't.
The thing is, Leslie and Allison are so much more different than other girls that I've met.
Really, they're not to me. I don't know, like
they're the best people in the world.
They're real.
They're different.
They're pretty real. Yeah.
Yeah, they're okay.
I'd say Leslie's probably one of the realest people I know.
Well, yeah, but like so people are just people though,
and
like,
I don't even see her that much.
Everybody's a person, so like, I don't know, like I just like. I don't talk to everybody like they're my friends too. So just talk to everybody like they're your friend, and it doesn't really fucking matter. Like,
yeah.
I haven't been nervous. I haven't been like I'll talk to girls like all the time, and it's like I just whatever. Like there's two of you guys like your gender at home. I don't even think of you as girls. You're just people. Like I don't know. Like there's this like one person I know who's like really hot, and I'm like don't get me wrong, she's crazy hot, but like I just don't. I see her as a person. I don't see her as like really hot anymore.
And that's it.
Yeah.
Then, then she's unattractive. Then she's a hag. Why are you even talking to her?
Exactly. So I'm off to the club trying to find some new hot ass. Talk to her like she's just my friend. See how it goes.
Yeah. Hey, what up, girl? You want to be my friend?
I know. Lately, I catch myself walking past the Hawks and being like, look at all these fucking people. And I'd be like, talking to someone really loud. I'd be like, I hate all of these people. Like, they're all stupid. Like, anybody who thinks bottle service is a good idea should just rot in the ground. But, like, I don't think I'm better than anybody else. Like, I'm sure.
That's kind of how I felt when I lived at the Loft.
Cause like I'm in. Oh my god.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Cause you were just exposed to all that club culture all the time. That's
I'm just
so
like
shitty.
I'm on the outside looking in. Cause like I've been in clubs and stuff, and I'm like, why? But like it's cool at the same time. If you just want to like, go have fun with your friends, like whatever. Like, what were we talking about?
Being vain.
Oh yeah, I'm so vain.
I'm way too cool for that.
I'm way too cool for that.
I'm cool. I'm too cool for this podcast. I don't even have to explain myself. Thanks so much.
Yeah. Thanks for listening. Go fuck yourself.
Why should I thank you for listening, anyways?
Yeah. I shouldn't. Except for Mars.
Yeah,
Mars is love. Mars
you should
is love.
Yeah,
me.
Mars, thank you.
Yeah, stay based. Stay blessed, Mars. Yeah. Beast, Mars.
Stay based.
Yeah. Yeah, but vanity, I think, like, I talk about this to people in my gym, where, like, somebody rolls up to the gym, and they think they're hot shit, and they think he can fight everyone.
Yeah.
And then we're like, we got to kick the shit out of this guy. Because, like, if you think you can come and challenge everyone, and then...
Because he deserves it.
Yeah, because... The only way to improve is to think you're utter garbage, but be confident enough to not know you're utter garbage.
I guess.
But the mentality you should always have is I am
like being a person.
I'm a maggot.
Yeah.
In this cosmos that deserves nothing.
Yeah. Well, being a person is like the most complicated thing.
Yeah.
Probably ever. We were talking about being a maggot.
Yeah.
Bring people to gym.
And also things like, do you find that you go back and forth? Like sometimes Gavin, you're saying how you do that, where you're like, sometimes you're like, oh man. You know, I'm pretty attractive. I got my shit together, and then sometimes you're like, oh god, I am a mess.
Do I?
Who
it
would ever
like 10
talk
times
to
a
me?
Day.
Who would ever look at me?
Yeah.
How did I trick all these people? Am I a magician?
Am I a magician?
I've been watching a lot of Harry Potter lately, so yeah, that's basically how I'm feeling.
Yeah.
I don't go back and forth.
Yeah, you're ascended.
I'm very.
You're a class two narcissist.
Yeah, dude. I did shrooms in a forest once. Like, listen to me talk.
Yeah.
No, like,
Yeah, is this podcast? This podcast is just a circle jerk in itself. Isn't
I was just about to say that. Yeah.
No, I just totally like. I'm not like over it. Like,
yeah, Gavin, I knew you were gonna say that because I was jerking you.
I feel like it's kind of like a weird thing though, because it's a circle jerk, but at the same time, no one really listens, so it's also kind of like a it hinders my confidence while boosting it. It's weird.
Yeah. Well, isn't a circle jerk that no one listens? You just listen to each other and start jerk it.
Yeah, I guess so. But we don't even listen to it, so like.
That's true. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I guess, and I think I want to finish off with this. I think being like narcissistic is part of being confident. Like, you have to like yourself, and you have to think you're good to actually be confident enough to be to fit in a little bit.
So, what are things that kind of inspire you to be less vain? The reason why I thought this, because it's a better question than who do you look up to, Riff Raff, because he's trying to put on weight and he's like, I eat pizzas in the middle of the night, and I'm like, you're so fucking cool. What makes you want to be a better person? If we're all trying to be better people, you just feel like
I feel like I should. You know, there's like that Socrates or something quote where it's like, such is the travesty of a man who doesn't see like the beauty that you can make or whatever
out of your body or whatever.
Yeah, and it's like I'm like, stop. Oh yeah, if I don't get jacked and look super awesome, then what's the point of living?
I actually had a really awakening experience at the gym recently. I think I'm hot shit, like, you know, like squat like 200 pounds, like whatever, like I can do it. And then I was like, before the portfolio show, I was like, I'm gonna get a pump on, like biceps tries. Like, I haven't done a curl in like 2 months. Yeah. So I was like, I fucking might as well start. So like, do 3 sets of 8, right? Fucking cannot do 8 reps of anything.
Curls?
Yeah, because I have no endurance muscle anymore. I just have strength, like 5 sets. So like, I'm fucked. Like, I need to like change up my shit because I'm like, I'm so frail. Like, I can't.
And that's where your confidence went.
I knew what the problem is and like how I can fix it.
Oh, you just dismissed it and you were like, oh, this is dumb anyways.
Pretty much. No, we were talking about problems at school today, and I was like, whenever I have a problem, I just like conflict resolution. I was like, just cut it out of your life and then just look away.
Like, just ignore it.
Cease to exist. Yeah.
These taxes, I'll ignore them until they go away.
Pretty much.
And I have a quote that kind of relates.
Okay.
Kim shared this video yesterday and I watched it. It was like one of those epic speech videos with people just working out and being like, yeah, you got to push yourself to the limit kind of deal.
Yeah, push to the max.
And I heard this quote and I'm like, oh shit, I got to write this down because lately I've been struggling to inspire myself to do anything. So it's, if you don't work to make your dreams come true, you'll be stuck working to make someone else's dreams come true.
I heard that like a million times. It's pretty good.
That's good.
Makes me want to fucking do push-ups and
that makes you want to do push-ups. It makes you want to become like a financial advisor or something.
Just makes me want to write. I fucking taped it to my desk so I can actually inspire myself to write a bit.
You're the inspo? The writer spo?
Yeah, buddy.
Okay, so I think we got a pretty good idea of.
I don't know. Listeners, how was this podcast? Rate it 1 to 10.
Rate it 10 on a scale of 10. There is only 10.
I got some things that bother me.
Oh, yeah. Okay, I got some stuff too. So let's. We haven't done this
you
in
go
a while,
first.
So I think it's good. Okay. So, something that bothers me but really shouldn't. It's the people who don't use their own picture for profile pictures on websites and shit. So, you know, you're looking on somebody's Facebook or some shit or Twitter, and there's their picture spot. Oh, I got a picture of Jonah Hill. Most of the time, it's a cartoon character. Here's a picture of Bart Simpson. Yeah, because I'm looking you up, Joe Smith, because I want to see a picture of fucking Bart Simpson. Put a picture of your fucking self up, man. Get some confidence in yourself. Don't be embarrassed. It's
completely.
Your profile. Everything else is about you. How come your picture is not you?
What does it say about you, though?
It means that you're fucking nervous as fuck. Just everything you're willing to post your opinion and all this other pictures and junk on the internet. Why are you not using your own?
Just take a selfie, bro.
Exactly. Or just use some old picture. I don't give a fuck. Just don't put a picture of Bart Simpson or some anime character or some meme or some random old dude as your profile picture. Please use your own shit. So I know how you look.
All those people, it's like either for like social security reasons, like. They're scared like the NSA is going to have pictures of them.
But man, they're using Twitter. You throw all security reasons out the window.
I don't know. I always think about those, like, those nerdy high school kids who are, like, really into anime.
Yeah.
Who do that. I probably still do that. And I think it's just because, like, maybe they're just, like, so into anime that, like, it, they think it's them.
I just
they
feel
are
like
Naruto, and then there's a picture on Facebook as they are Naruto. I don't know. Like,
I feel like it's just like, oh, man, I'm too nerdy and I'm too self-conscious, so I'm just going to use attachment.
I think it's a I think it's a social thing. I think it's like a socially awkward thing, like a social adjustment that they just don't relate
you
know, to.
You love yourself. Just put up a picture of yourself. I would rather see your beautiful face than fucking Ed from Fullmetal Alchemist.
How many dudes, like... Probably where people are gonna be like looking at their Facebook and like making fun of them or some shit.
Yeah, but I'd rather look at your face.
They're probably not even that self-aware.
Yeah, that's the thing. These people need y'all need to get more self-aware.
Yeah, I guess.
Gavin, you weigh in on this?
No, I agree.
Okay.
sorry, you guys are cutting out a lot for some reason, but yeah, basically, it's also things that annoy me. But we've kind of brought it up before. Things that are like profile pictures that are not. Like, they're them and other people, but more so for, like, Tinder or...
Yeah, oh, yeah, that's
stuff
annoying.
Like that.
When you're, yeah. When you're like, oh, I need to pair myself with two other good-looking people.
Yeah.
Or, like, when people just only... The funniest is when you look at people and then all their pictures are group photos, and then you're like, oh, God, they're...
Well, maybe they just have a lot of friends, man. It's hard for them to take pictures when
they're not... I straight up saw an example when I was looking through some people's profile, and I was like, oh, man, this girl's attractive. And I kept looking at all the pictures. I was like, where's this girl? And so this group showed us. And then it was like the one girl that's the least attractive in every photo. It was her. And I was like, damn, she knows too. Why don't she? Like, I feel like it would have been more attractive if you're like blending into the crowd. It's less attractive than if you're just like, here's me. Here's who I am.
Well, yeah, that's why I don't know anybody like that.
Yeah, it's true.
I feel like anyone has the power to be attractive if they try.
Yeah. No, everyone has the power to be the best version of themselves.
Yeah.
Yeah, which can be attractive.
It's an attractive trait altogether. It's a one big package.
Yeah.
But if you're just like, yeah. I'm only going to do like, it's like only doing curls, like bicep curls.
Yeah.
What about the rest of you?
Nick, you're locking on the curls apparently.
Yeah.
Well, dog.
Ayo!
Oh!
Thanks, no. Mars.
I don't do curls, but I do other things that work it out.
Eat a Mars.
Yeah, even just eat a Mars.
Eat a Mars. Don't worry about it.
250 calories of pure gains.
Pure power.
Let's have a workout. Eat a Mars. We have a workout
don't worry
podcast.
About
can
it.
Can we have a Mars sponsor?
Have like headsets and be like, it's like an hour of just like, And our listeners just drop down back to one.
There we go.
All right, I have two things that bother me.
Okay.
Real quick. One is, why the fuck are nuts so expensive?
Dog, I know I can answer that question. That should not be. Have you seen where almonds come from?
No.
Have you even looked it up?
No.
This bothers you, so you're just going to come complain about it on a radio show that we have.
Where do almonds come from, Nick?
So they come on trees, and they're this huge pink fucking thing. And it's probably like the size of a fucking bowling ball or like a grapefruit or something. And inside that, in the very center, there is one almond.
No.
Yeah, dude.
That's fucked up.
Yep. Okay, so what's the other thing that bothers you? Let me run you into the ground again. School
Wait,
you.
What about
yeah,
walnuts?
This shouldn't bother you now. Oh, God.
Yeah, no, I looked it up. It used to bother me too.
Or like cashews, where it's like, oh, cashews are like.
They're cash money, baby. Cash
yeah,
you.
Yeah, it's like, here's this
it's
fruit.
Not cash
and
me.
Here's this. There's this like little nut part of the top that's like poisonous unless you do it right.
Really?
Yeah, something like that. That's what I've seen on the internets. Who knows?
All right, Gavin, what's your other thing?
My other thing is my fucking iPhone 5C. The camera on the back is blurry now.
It's probably because it's dirty.
No, it's not.
It's not dirty.
I've
cleaned it. It won't focus anymore. It's just blurry.
Yeah, you know what happens? You get dust in your camera lens.
Yeah, why don't you take it back to Apple? You've had it for less than a year.
They can clean it up for you. Or like you can take it by your phone yourself. You can do it. I did that to my phone.
Well, just get another one.
I know, but that's the thing that bothered me, but really shouldn't, guys.
That's true. Wait, no,
I think
it's valid. It's a valid bother.
Yeah, like some people actually pay like $500 for a fucking phone. And then it just kind of fucks out on you.
Yeah. Yeah, if I paid like $700 out of my pocket for my phone, no contract shit. So if like I am like, if this breaks, then this fuck. And I plan on using it for like 3 years.
There's no Apple store in Canterbury, so I have to go all the way to London if I want to fix this.
Go next time you're visiting your brother.
Good old London, England.
Yeah, probably.
The good old capital where the Queen lives. Good old London.
Okay, so I have a couple things. Why isn't there an anarchy emoji?
Yeah, why? How come there's way too many sad emojis and way too many happy emojis, but nothing in between?
No anarchy emoji.
Yeah.
And my other thing is, I don't know. Sean's band stayed over on Saturday, and I guess I have band PTSD pretty bad, and I just have to be that person who, like, was like, do this, you do this, you're all fucked. Like, you know? Because bands do not know how to operate within themselves. Like, there's, like, five of them in the kitchen. He's like, we're going to eat. Like, are you going to eat? And he's like, yeah, I'm going to go eat. And it's like, okay. It's like, we're going to go here. Like, where do you want to go? And like, I don't know where I want to go. It's like, I want to go to McDonald's. He's like, I don't want to go to McDonald's. And I'm like, okay, you guys don't have to do everything together. You guys go eat, and then he can just go whenever he wants, go wherever he wants. And they're like, oh, okay. And I was like screaming at them. Like,
you should be a band manager.
Well, no, because I get so stressed. Oh, my God. I was like, how can you guys just not figure this out? Like, I couldn't believe it. And that's something that bothers me that really shouldn't, because they're not really any of my responsibility whatsoever. But it was just really annoying to hear, and I had to like straighten them out. That's why whenever I travel like with them, I went to like a metal fest in like Simcoe, Ontario, where the fuck that is. And I like was like, okay, you guys are a rack. Like, do this. And then we'll smoke bowls. It'll be fun. But yeah. So the other thing. Yeah, anarchy emoji. Emoji?
Yeah, hurry up on that. Actually, isn't emoji making more emojis?
Allegedly, it's supposed to come out with the new operating system, and it didn't.
It didn't, eh?
No.
We'll just we'll ask Mars to call up Apple.
Where's the Mars emoji?
The planet Mars or the Bars Mar Bar?
Well, both are owned by Mars Incorporated.
That is true.
So,
facts.
Yeah.
And if you're listening and you would like to come join our Mars colony on the planet Mars for the future of the human race will exist, please drop us a line at Noite Podcast
on Twitter.
Yeah, or if that's too public for your moving to Mars endeavors, please send us an email at
noone is thinking about you@gmail.com.
All right. Thank you very much.
Yeah. Okay, cool.
Yeah. Thanks for listening, folks.
Bye, everybody.
Bye-bye.